I've heard you state several times in the past year that the tribe and its wealth are really committed right now to social justice and environmental causes in the county.
Yes.
At a much accelerated pace in coming years. One example, I know last year the city of Rohnert Park and the Redwood Empire Food Bank told you it was going to take a couple of $100,000 to feed all the folks who needed help in Rohnert Park, and you took care of that by writing a check?
Redwood Food Bank told us what they needed to feed all the people who needed food for 1 year in Rohnert Park, and we wrote a check to feed everybody for a year.
Amazing. And another example, I know you were there when the Andy Lopez Park was dedicated and reminding everybody that you had responded to the family's needs at
yes.
that time.
Yes. After the murder of Andy Lopez, we gave money to the family for his funeral. And then at the park event, we, for all the people that were there, I think, I don't know, there were 300 or 400 people, we provided all the food. We also gave $1 million for fire relief.
So tell us now, just if you can, very briefly, what should we be looking forward to in the future? I've heard figures ranging into the hundreds of millions of dollars that the tribe is willing to be spending to back up its environmental and social justice agenda. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're one of the things we're really looking forward to developing ourselves are organic farms. And where we can hire many people, grow food, organic good food, and sell it in low-income neighborhoods at cost. But the other thing is, when it comes to environmental stewardship, are the parks. As you know or may know, we were the primary source of money behind Measure M. And I think we gave $380,000 or something to that. It was Measure J before and that failed, but we were committed to keep doing it and keep giving the bulk of the money till it passed. Once our debt is paid off at the casino, the county, as per our compact with the state of California, the county can get up to $25 million a year for environmental stewardship and organic farming. And we're getting closer and very close to getting our debt paid off, and the county will start to see those monies. Well, the other thing we did, we just committed almost $1 million for the Fairfield Osborne Learning Center to Sonoma State University for a learning center up there. In terms of social justice, one thing that I'm particularly proud of is we've committed to finance in perpetuity for 10 years a summer bridge program, 2-week summer bridge program at Sonoma State, where they get for first generation and low income students, 200 of them, where they stay on campus, they're fed, they get pre-math, they get English class, writing classes, and get to bond. So we're going to do that every summer and fund that every summer. The other thing we're doing, we've provided almost a million and a half dollars. We are executive producing Joan Baez's documentary. Imagine the Federated Indians being the executive producer and presenting a movie of this social justice icon. So most of it is local, but we were particularly interested in Joan. We did buy, for a significant amount of money, 14 of her paintings that are hung now in the Green Music Center, but will be hung eventually in Sonoma State Social Justice Center, which I'm sure we'll be a part of.
I think, you know, just putting down a marker, we've seen you in public many times in the past year or two. And you have made it clear that the tribe and your work is something to be reckoned with in the county.
You know, I'm just glad, Steve, that I lived long enough. I know even for me it sounded antithetical, a casino and social justice, environmental stewardship. I don't fault anybody for doubting it or making it sound, seeing it as strange. I'm just glad that we've lived long enough. The Tribal Council has been committed since day one to use our monies, not to take care of and promote the well-being of our tribe, but to that of the entire county. And, you know, we've also given a lot of money to Meals on Wheels and elder care and things like that. And we will continue to do that. That's as we go forward, we will continue to do that. We're also going to jump into, as you know, with Measure N, we jump into politics and influence and try to influence politics that adhere to our beliefs in social justice and environmental stewardship and stop those who promote greed or the old paradigm. It's interesting to note, Steve, that the poorest people in Sonoma County, those who have suffered the longest consequences and legacy of colonization in terms of poverty and so forth, are now in a position to be the most powerful. Someone said to me, a chairman from Southern California said to me, Greg, maybe because you're half white, you don't understand. We don't owe the white man anything. Why are you giving all this money? And I said, yeah, but you're wrong. I said, we do owe the white man something. And he said, what? I said, a good example.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Greg Sarris, for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and thank you for caring.